powerful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence to reveal your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing the hearers of this message. And I thank you for conviction setting in the hearts of each person. In the mighty name of Jesus. To the book of St. John, chapter 8, verses 24. I say it therefore unto you, that ye shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins. Our message comes today. Jesus is your answer. Jesus is your answer. Today, my friend, you're about to hear some very encouraging news in the midst of so much that's saddening that's happening in our world today. As you listen to the radio, and even as you watch television, you are hearing and seeing so many events that's taking place in this world at this present time. And much of what you are hearing and seeing is so discouraging, is so disturbing. But I'd like for you to keep listening to this message because some good news is coming your way. And the good news is that Jesus is your answer. Now you may be saying, what is Jesus' answer for? Well, Jesus is your answer for whatever you are facing, whatever you are dealing with, and whatever you are trying to get over, whatever you are trying to stop doing, he is the only one who can set you free from it. It may be drugs. It might be habits. It may be bondages that you have been in for so long. Jesus, my friend, is your answer. You may have tried religion, alcohol, mediums, and still you are unhappy, you're sad, you're broken, you're hurt, you're still lost, you're bound, you're depressed, and yet you're still unchanged. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ is your answer. In our text, Jesus said, if you believe not that he is, you will die in your sins. And understand something. It's not his will that you perish, but that you come to repentance. Listen. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. In St. John 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In St. John 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the door, the entrance. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. John 10, verse 9. Jesus said, if he sets you free, ye shall be free indeed, my friend. In John 8, verse 36. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Revelation 3, verses 20. Jesus said, except you repent, which means to become sorry for your sins and turn from your sins and ask to be forgiven and surrender your life to him, you will die eventually and you will perish in the lake of fire. But understand something. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So now to sum it all up, my friend, if you are in darkness, Jesus is the light. If you are in sin, Jesus is the Savior. If you are sick, Jesus is the healer. If you are bound, Jesus is the deliverer. If you are confused, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So Jesus Christ is your answer. Buddha is not your answer. Mary is not your answer. Muhammad is not your answer. Sung Young Moon is not your answer. Only Jesus Christ paid your sin debt on Calvary. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. But now, how can Jesus Christ be the answer to what you are facing, my friend? And that is by you surrendering your life to him. Listen, you have tried the rest. Now it's time to accept the best. And my friend, Jesus stands ready to change you. Jesus stands ready to deliver you. Jesus loves you just as you are. In spite of what you have, in spite of what you may not have, Jesus, my friend, is your answer. Aren't you tired of being without peace? The Bible says, acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto you. Jesus loves you, my friend. Jesus awaits you to come to him. Jesus feels the hurt you're carrying, and he wants to heal you. Will you let him do it? Jesus knows what you're facing, and he wants to bring you out. Will you let him do it? Aren't you tired, my friend? Aren't you tired of how you're living? The darkness you are in, Jesus is the light. And he wants to be the light to come into your world. But you must welcome him into your life. And my friend, Jesus is your answer. And I'm going to show you how Jesus can be your answer this day. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 10, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. And if Jesus Christ is not your personal Lord and Savior, my friend, you are lost. And you are headed for a place that Jesus do not want you to go. And this place is called hell. You see, hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. But if man die without Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior, man will spend eternity in this place called hell. But it's not God's will, my friend, that you spend eternity in hell, but that you make heaven your eternal resting place. And here is a prayer, my friend, that you can pray that will cause Jesus Christ to be your answer from this day forward. If you're willing, my friend, to give your life to Jesus Christ, take time now to bow your head. Stop doing whatever you're doing right now and bow your head and repeat this prayer from your heart. Say from your heart, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe You came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. You died. You was buried for 3 days and three nights. You rose again. And you're alive right now. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. From this day forward, I surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for saving me. I thank you for delivering me. I thank you for a new beginning you have given me this day. And Lord Jesus, fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit. Seal me until the day of redemption. And help me to live for you one day at a time. Lord Jesus, I thank you for being my answer. In Jesus' name. Remember, my friend, Jesus is your answer. And if you have given your heart to Jesus Christ, you are now what the Bible calls a new creation in Christ, where all things will pass away, and behold, all things will become new. Loving Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for ministering to the hearts of the listeners. And I thank you for the souls you have now saved, delivered, and set free. I thank you, wonderful Jesus, for being the answer for mankind's problem. And I thank you for those who have accepted you right now in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. Remember, Jesus is your answer.